Okay, Grüß dich, we are up to Simon Tovkuf ein Wov. If you tells us as follows, Tanya is Elu. These fasts, Shemis Anim al Hatzoris, which we fast when we are faced with the hardships which have just been listed earlier on in this simon. Ein mis Anim Bohem, loy uboris, veloy menikis. Neither pregnant ladies nor ladies who are nursing fast on these fasts. Veloi, and also additionally, young people do not fast on these fasts. The Mishnah Berurah discusses what's the meaning of this phrase, loiktanim, not young people. Obviously, ktanim don't fast, because in any fast which we'll ever find in halacha, children who are under the age of bar and bas mitzvah don't fast. So what's the Shulchan Aruch coming to be mechadish to us by telling us that the ktanim don't fast? Mishnah Berurah presents two pshatim. First pshat, he says, is that actually we don't mean to refer over here to people who are under bar and bas mitzvah, that poshut that they don't fast. The chiddush over here is, like I translated it, bedafka, young people. There's people who are over bar and bas mitzvah, but they haven't yet reached their full koyach, and therefore find fasting unusually difficult, which he defines as being boys who are under the age of 18 and girls who are under the age of 15. They are not included in these fasts, because since these fasts are not a regular chiyuv, like a standard fast, they've just a special extra gezeira that's been instituted as a one-off because of certain hardships which the tzibur are facing, they are not obligatory for people who are under this age. They're only obligatory for people who can fast like regular full-grown adults. Mishnah Berurah also says a second pshat that actually it does mean to say not children, but everybody over bar and bas mitzvah would be chayav. And you're going to ask me, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though we find, for example, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that there is a certain level of chinuch required for the fast of Yom Kippur, so even though the children don't have to fast in the classic manner, but there is a certain level of chinuch, they have to fast a certain number of hours according to their age and ability, over here there's no such halacha. That's the second pshat. According to that second pshat, everybody who would be over the age of 12 or 13, for a boy or for a girl, would have to fast. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes that the minhag is that only people who are over the age of 18 for a boy and 15 for a girl fast. Sounds like, at least in the time of the Mogen Avraham, whom the Mishnah Berurah is quoting, these fasts were still something that was commonly done, and you can speak about there being a minhag. And that's what he says the minhag is. Everybody, the behemoth. Yeah, no, we're not like Nineveh, we've got a Shulchan Aruch to follow, that's what he tells us. Okay, and concludes the Shulchan Aruch back to Sifyud, in the middle of Sifyud Dalud, Umutorim Lecho Balailo, Afal Pi Shemis Anim Lemocha. These are not the types of fasts which require you to fast at night. They are permitted to eat at night even though the fast is going to be tomorrow. Chutz mita'aniyos hageshomim, except for the fasts which we fast for the rain, which are more stringent, and some of those fasts was mentioned earlier in Siman Tovkuf Ayin Hey, that some of those fasts, A, they begin at night, and B, some of those fasts are so stringent that even ladies who are pregnant or nursing are obligated to fast. Sif Tezvov. Tzibur shehoyu lohem shtei tzoris. A tzibur who are faced by two different hardships. Ein mevakshim rachamim, elo al achas mehem. Their tefillah should not be a tefillah only for one out of those two hardships. We don't focus our tefillah on two things. The tefillah needs to be focused on one thing. Dichsiv, because the pasuk tells us, v'natzuma, when Am Yisrael were faced by a tzara, it says, and we fasted, v'nevakshim elikenu, and we davened to Hashem, al zois, for this. The wording for this give us the implication that the tefillah should always be focused on one particular need. V'omrim, and therefore we say in the tefillah, afal pi sheyesh b'libeinu tzoris v'rabos, even though we do have in our heart many hardships and many troubles which are facing us, al tzara ploinis bonu lehispalel, we have nevertheless come to daven in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this one particular tzara. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that nevertheless, when we are davening, we can mention other tzoris which have previously passed, in other words, to sort of illustrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to use the Nusach of the Tefillah to say how much we're in need of Yeshua. Look, we've been through this, we've been through that, we've been through the other, and now we are facing X. Mishnah Berurah also adds that if there are various different illnesses going around, even if they are different illnesses, for example, there's a certain illness which is facing adults, and there's a certain illness which is facing the children, and they're different illnesses, nevertheless, the tefillah can include both of those two different illnesses, because illness, kuloi sheim echotu, it's all considered one, and not a problem of davening for two things in one go. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, v'im yesh lahem tzoras ro'ov v'tzoras dever. If we have a community who are faced, on the one hand, by famine, and also by plague, mevakshim rachamim al ho'rov, then which out of those two hardships should we choose to focus our tefillah on? Our tefillah should be focused on the famine. Why? Mishum dechi yohiv rachmano soiva, because when Hashem answers our tefillah and gives us plenty, lechai yohiv, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to? There's no point giving plenty. Plenty is given to the people who are going to receive it. So the tefillah to have plenty also includes within it the tefillah that we should live to be able to enjoy that plenty. So the one tefillah sort of encapsulates both needs. Sifta Zion now, how should we busy ourselves? What should we be doing on the day of the fast? B'chol yoim tarnis shegoizrim al hatzibo, on every fast day which is proclaimed on the community, mibnei hatzoris, because of hardships which the town or the community are facing. What should be done on that day? Beis din, v'hazakenim, the Beis din and the elders of the town, hoyu yoshvim b'beis hakneses, sit themselves in the shul, u'boidkim al maisei anshei ho'ir, and they inspect the deeds of the people of that town. Me'acha tefillas shachris, after tefillas shachris is over, ad chatzi hayoim, until halfway through the day, until midday. And they remove the stumbling blocks which bring people to Aveira. If there are bad things going on in the town which arouse people's Yetzirah and make them fall into Aveiras, this is the time to look into it and arrange that these things don't happen any longer. Umazhirin, and we warn the Baalei Aveira, for Dorshin, for Chokrim, and we investigate, al Baalei Chomos, on people who take other people's money, shaloi kedin, for averus and other averus, umafrishonos, and we stop them. For albali zraya, and the violent people who domineer over others, umashpilim oisom, and loathe them and humiliate them, the kayotze bedvarim edwa, and these types of things. This is what should be done. The Mogen Avraham, whom the Mishnah Berurah quotes, wonders why this practice has fallen to the wayside, and he says that actually this is an essential part of the practice of a Tarnis, like the Novi says, Haloi Tzoy Ze Tzoyim Evchareinu, this is the Tzoyim which Hashem chooses, Pater Chartzubes Resha, to undo the gatherings of the Rishoyim. This is the Ikka part of the Tarnis which should be done on these days. And then, having done this until midday, Umechatzi Hayoim Volo Erev, in the remaining time, the second half of the day until night, Revia Hayoim Korin Batoira Maftirim Benovi, we spend a quarter of the day reading the Torah and doing a special Haftorah, which was the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah. Revia Hayom Ha'achroin, and the final quarter of the day, Mispalim Mincha, we have Mincha Umasriin, and we call out usually a word which is used for blowing the shofar. The Mishnah Berurah says that over here, actually, it's a tol shofar, this word, because it gives a sort of impression that the shofar is blown over here, and announced that we blow the shofar, gives a sort of understanding that the shofar wasn't blown till now. But actually, that's untrue. The shofar was blown also at Shachris. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the word masriin should be replaced with the word mischaninim, we supplicate, or misvadin, and we say vidui v'zayakim, and we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua, kfi koichom, as much as we are able. Now moving on to Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Zayin, where the title of the sermon is Im Nisrabu HaGeshomim Ad Shemetashtashim HaKarka, if we have so much rain until the ground dissolves, Ich Misnagim, what should we do? And the background to this Sa'if is the rule which is mentioned in the Mishnah towards the end of Tarnis, Ein Mispalalim Al Roiv Toiva. We do not daven for too much Toiva, and the Shulchan Aruch touched on it earlier, a few Sifim back, and we were told over there that although we don't daven for too much tova, when there's too much tova, we can't daven and say, Hashem, I'll stop your tovas. But That's only when it causes us some just light inconvenience. But if the rov toiva is causing a true hardship, then we can daven for it to stop. And a standard rule which was given over there, that for example, if there's too much rain, so in a mountainous area, we presume that normally we're expecting a lot of rain, the houses are able to stand it, the water drains off down the mountainside, so it doesn't cause major damage. So in a mountainous area, we don't normally daven for the rain to stop. But in a valley, we do daven for the rain to stop. Now, having said that background, the Shulchan Aruch comes along over here and he says, "Bechol mokom, but in all places, not only in valleys, even in the mountainous areas, im roiv geshamim betashtishim hakarka, if there's so much rain that the ground is dissolving, umoinim hamachresha, and it's stopping us from being able to plow, masriim umavakshim rachamim, then we do call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beg for mercy." And the same applies to if the rain is causing any other type of damage and difficulty. The example given over here that it stops us from plowing is just an example. The same would apply to any other difficulty which comes along because of there being too much rain. And if, says the Shulchan Aruch, the matter is pressing, and there isn't time to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pray in the manner of the other Taniyos that we've described until now. In other words, meaning that till now we've described the Taniyos which take time, every Monday, every Thursday, but if we've got a pressing tzara where each day that passes is a massive problem, so we can't say, well, we're going to fast like this and like that, well, on Monday and on Thursday and next Monday and Thursday, it just doesn't work. So then, if we would think to fast, the option would be to tell everybody to fast every day. Now, to tell people to fast every day, we can't really do, because the tzibur are not able to take it. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Gozrim Boitanis al HaTzibur, when we have a pressing matter like this, the action that we take is not to fast. We don't tell people to fast because we won't be able to tell people to fast every day. She'in HaTzibur Yecholin Es Anis B'chol Yom, for the community cannot fast every day. Elo Masrin, rather, what we do is we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yoyim every day over chol tefillah and in every prayer over hasra bepe dai. And it is sufficient to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu verbally. We do not necessarily have to blow the shofar. V'im ha'yechidim wrote simli tzanus. Nevertheless, having said this, if there are individuals who wish to fast, rashoyim b'kach, they are permitted to do so. What's the chiddush over here? Obviously, every person who wants to fast can fast. The chiddush that's being told to us over here is that the people who wish to fast do not need to be concerned that perhaps if they fast, they'll become weakened by their fast, they won't be able to be oisik in their parnasa, and then eventually they'll be forced to take tzedakah help. We don't have to be concerned about such a possible concern, because the normal thing is that a regular healthy person who fasts a few days, he'll be all right, he'll manage. But that indeed only applies to a regular healthy person. A person who is anyway weak should not fast because of this concern that he'll be weak, he'll be unable to be oisik in his parnosa, and he'll have to ask for tzedakah help. Nevertheless, if we have a weak person who has his own sources of parnosa, he doesn't have to every day work so that he'll have parnosa, he has parnosa from whatever he has. A person like that is actually permitted to fast even if there's a concern that he'll become weakened. Don't think we're talking about he's becoming ill. He'll become weakened. He's allowed to, because there's no concern that he's going to take stock of money. He's got his own sources of money. And now the Shulchan Aruch tells us what prayer actually we should be saying at this time. Dahainu, meaning to say, ba'aneinu avinu aneinu, within the tefillah, aneinu avinu aneinu, which we would say after davening, after Shmoneh Esrei, we would add in extra slichas and say this Aneinu Avinu Aneinu, and then we would say the following tefillah. Oimer, you say as follows: Yirotzei Mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoteinu, may it be your will, Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers, Sheyichpeshu Rachamecha Eskascha, that your mercy should overcome your anger, V'Yagoilu Rachamecha Al Midaseicha, and your mercy should overturn your attribute of strict justice. V'sis nahig im bonecha b'midas harachmim, may you treat your children with mercy. V'sikonis lahem lifnim mishuras hadin, and go with them within the letter of the strict law. V'tovcha hagodol, in your great goodness, rachim aleim, have pity on them. She'ein poronus bo lo'olam ela b'shvil Yisrael, because we know that punishment comes to the world only for Am Yisrael. V'heim amucho v'nachalascho, they are your people and your inheritance, Hashem Yitzesu Me'aretz Mitzrayim, whom you took out from Egypt. Ve'enam yechodim lekabel lo'yrov toivah, lo'yrov ra'av, lo'yrov toivah. And we are not unable to bear not a lot of bad, also not a lot of good. Hishpata aleim rov tova. Over here, you have given us too much good. Einim b'cholim mekava. We are unable to receive it. Ka'as aleim. You are angry with us. Einim b'cholim mekava. We also cannot receive that. Yehi rotzin shei revach ba'olam. May it be your will that there be ease in the world. Zechura chamecha, and remember your mercy. Mishbura adds that nowadays the minhag is not to say the prayer of Aneinu Avinu Aneinu after the tefillah. Aneinu, that's what we say at the end of the slichas. Aneinu Avinu Aneinu Aneinu Barinu Aneinu, which is where the Shulchan Aruch told us that this added Yehiratzon should be inserted. It's not said over there. Rather, the minhag is to say it in Shemea Tefillah. Moving on to Siman Tovkuf Ayin Ches. Shekol Yochid Yisanev Yispalel Al Tzarosi, that every individual should fast and pray when he is faced by hardship. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kashem Shahad Tzibur Mis'anim U'mispalim Al Tzarosam, in the same way that the community fast and pray when they are faced by a tzara, kach, in the same manner, kol yochid, every single individual, misane umispalel al tzaraso, should fast and pray when he is faced by a private hardship, something that doesn't affect the community, but it does affect him. This is what he should do. He should fast and pray. The Mishnah Berurah says it is a chiyuv to do so, and it is because ta'anis is considered an integral part of teshuvah. And when a person is faced by hardships, obviously the first thing he should be doing is inspecting his deeds and being oisik in tshuva, and an integral aspect of tshuva is tarnis, and that's why he should fast at this point. So ketzad, how is it such? As follows, says the Shulchan Aruch, choyle choyle, if he has in his house somebody who is ill, or toya ba midbar, or somebody, or he is lost in the wilderness, or chovash beis hasurim, or he's been locked up in prison, yesh lehis anos, one should fast, levakish rachmin b'tarnisei, and to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy in the fast. For lo yis'ane, but he should not fast be Shabbos u'moed, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, not on Chanukah, not on Purim, and not on Rosh Chodesh. This is unlike the Tarnis of the Tzibur, where we learned earlier that although they too should not be proclaimed on any of these days, but if they accepted upon themselves a series of Tarnios, and one of the Tarnios lands out, for example, on Rosh Chodesh, then they are allowed and should fast. Over here it's not like that. Even if the Yochid accepted upon himself a series of fasts, a Sheni Chamishi B'Sheni, let's say, without giving thought to the fact that one of them comes to be Rosh Chodesh, and then it turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, he should not fast. Mishmaru also adds another day on which one should not fast, which is Erev Yom Kippur. How much longer do we have?
A couple minutes.
So we'll make a start on the next siman, Tovkuf Ayin Tes. Say the tefillos be'elu hatanios. Okay, the seder of the tefillah on these fast days. So bechol yom mishiva tanios achrenes shel geshamim. In the seven last days which we fast for the rain, mispalim al seder zeh, we daven the following seder, and we are talking here about tefillos shachris in the morning. Motziim es hateva, we take out the orin which contains a Sefer Torah, the Rechovo Shalir, to the town square. This Tevo is not actually the classic Orin Kodesh which we think of in our shuls. In those times, in addition to the Orin Kodesh, there was a sort of small Orin Kodesh, sort of small cupboard, you might call it, which had one Sefer Torah in it, which stood directly in front of the place where the Chazan davened. And that is what's taken out now to the town square. The reason we take it out to the town square is because it shows a sort of humiliation and a feeling of loneliness. And there's a second reason, which is that it's a type of golos, a type of going into exile, and golos is a type of kapora. And there's a nafka minna between these two reasons, which is what happens if for some reason or other you can't go out to the town square. Let's say, you know, there's lots of goyim around and they're not going to appreciate it if the Jews all start coming out to the town square and davening over there. So you can't go outdoors. So we don't have the idea of being able to humiliate ourselves by going out. But if we can daven somewhere else, not in the regular shul, but another house somewhere else, so then we don't have the humiliation of it, but we do have the angle of it being golus. So at least we can fulfill one of the ideas, and that is what should be done. V'chol ha'om miskabtsim u'miskasim besakim, everybody gets together, they cover themselves with sackcloth, which is a sign of humiliation. V'noisnim ifer makle, and we put burnt ash. Pirush, what do we mean by saying burnt ash? Ifa shel dova nisraf, ash which comes from something which has been burnt, lafuki to the exclusion of ofar ba'alma, to the exclusion of just dust, shigam hu nikra ifer, which sometimes in Lashon Kodesh, the word ifer also sometimes serves to just mean regular dust as opposed to ash. So the term ifer makler, burnt ash, teaches us we're talking about ashes that come from something having been burnt. And we place them al gabi hateva, on top of this teva, this small Aron Kodesh, which is a sign that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us in our tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also suffering hardship, so to speak, for al gabi sefer Torah, and on top of the sefer Torah itself, kedei lahagdil habechiel lahachnia libom, in order to generate crying and to make people feel lonely. Ve'echon min ha'am, and then one of the people, noitel ha'efer, takes the ash, ve'noisin b'rosh ha'nosi, and puts it on the head of the nosi, of rosh ha'beistin, and on the head of the Av Beistin, but Mokam Hanochas Tfilin, in the place where the Tfilin are placed, so over here at the top of the head, Kadeshi Kolmu V'Yashuvu, in order that these people should feel humiliated and return in Shuvah. And then Kol Echod Ve'Echod, each individual, Noitel V'Noitim Bereshe, takes the Ether, takes from the ash, and puts it on his head. V'Acharkach Mamidu Meinehem Zokin Chochom, and then we choose somebody who is also older, and also a Chochom, V'Heim Yoishvim, everybody else sits down. And this Zokin and Chochom stands. Loher Shom Zokin Chochom, if we don't have somebody who fulfills both of these criteria, he's also older and also a Chochom, Mamid and Chochom, then we choose for ourselves a Chochom. Loher Shom Loy Zokin, if we don't have either of those, we don't have a Zokin who's also a Chochom, Veloy Chochom, and we don't have a regular Chochom. Mamid and Odom Shel Tzura, then we choose a person of form, which the Mishnah Berurah provides two pshotim, what that means. Either it means a person who is tall and has a sort of imposing appearance, which gives an impression, a good impression, and people take note of what he says. Or it means a lower level Talmid Chacham, not a Chacham himself, but a pupil of the Chachamim, or people who are on a level where they have potential to become Tzibur leaders. For Omer Ifneim, and this individual who we've chosen, he says Divrei Kibushim, which would loosely translate as words of Chizuk, Pirush, and it actually means Divrei Dvorim Shekuvshim, things, words which overcome, conquer the heart, and Ma'urin Halev Lechuva, and awaken people's hearts to Chuva. And he says, Achenu, our brothers, Lo Sak V'Lo Tanis Gorim, it's not the sackcloth and not the fast which calls Hashem to relent, and a Chuva Umasim Tovim, it's the Chuva and the good deeds. Shekem Motzinu, as we find, Shlo Nema Banshe Ninveh, it does not say about the people in Nineveh, when they did tshuva vayaru lekim es sakum ves tanisa, that Hashem saw their sackcloth and their fast. Ella, rather, it says vayaru lekim es maaseim, Hashem saw their deeds. Ubekabala, and in the words of the Nevi'im, it says, huoymer, kiru levavchem, tear your hearts for al bigdechem, not your clothing. Umeisiv bin yonim elu, and then the speaker adds other ideas like this, kfi koiche, as he is able, adshiach ni'a libom, until the people are indeed made humble, v'yashuvu tshuva gemura, and they return and repent in true teshuva. V'achash shegoim ezeh divrei kibushim, and after these words of chizuk are over, oimdim b'tfila, then we come to davening. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is a klal for all times when we have a combination of divrei hisoirus and tfila. The divrei hisoirus should be before the tfila, not after, because that awakens people to daven with greater kavana. Umamidim shliach tzibur haroi lispala b'tanis elo, we choose a shliach tzibur who is fitting to daven on these occasions. And if the person who spoke and said the divrei chizuk is royal is palo, is fitting to be a baal tefillah, is palo, so he's the baal tefillah. And if not, we choose somebody else. Umiu royal is palo b'taniyos elu, who is fitting to daven on these taniyos? Ish shu rogel b'tefillah. Firstly, he has to be fluent in the seder tefillah. The rogel likros b'torah novi uksuvim. He's able at least to learn a basic level of learning Torah novi uksuvim. Umutupol ve'ein loyan. He has certain tzrochim which make him feel that he needs the Rachamei Shomayim. So, for example, he has people, he has children who depend upon him for parnasa, ve'ein lo, and he doesn't have sufficient to give them. Ve'yesh lo yegiyah basada, and he's hard working, has hard work in the field. Ve'lo yeh babonov u'bnei beiso v'chol krovov, and his children and his bnei bayis and his relatives, v'anulvim elav, and any of the people who are part of his household are not baal avera, people who are known to be transgressors. Eloyia Beso Reiko Min Haveris, his household should be empty from such people. Vloyotza Olav Shem Rabbi Aldusa, and he's never been known to be a known Baal Avera, even when he was younger, even in bygone times. Shfal Berech, he should be humble. Umarutza La'om, and a Shliach Tzibur whom the people accept and are happy with, because somebody who the Tzibur are not happy with can't represent them in Tefillah. V'yeshlo Ni'imo V'kolo Arev, and he has a pleasant manner of davening and a good voice. V'imhoyo Zokin Im Kol HaMidus HaEle, if we can find an an elder, somebody who's older, with these midas harizah mufur, that is excellent, that's beautiful. If we can't find an older person, since we have somebody who has all of these attributes, yis palel, then he should daven and be the baal tefillah.